So we are continuing Shardala Perek Yud. And there are some deep concepts here we started talking about last time. We spoke about how the first Giloy of the Ratzon, the first Giloy in the world, the first Olam is the Olam of Torah. In the Lashon of the Mekubalim, Torah is the Olam of the Malbush, which is higher than the Olam of the Kisei. It's higher than the Olam of Kisei HaKom. So what does that mean? No idea, but what it's supposed to mean to us is something along the following. That, what we said the whole time, the deepest point of a person is their Ratzon. After their Ratzon is when you can start understanding they're carrying out their Ratzon, right? So the Olam of the Kisei is the highest level because it's when you start seeing, let's take a step back. Why did Hashem create the world? He created the world in order to bring a cover to Hashem so that people can understand that Kadosh Baruch. Because you have to be, the Olam of the Kisei is the beginning of where the cover of Kadosh Baruch begins to be Nizgala in the world. So it's already the beginning of the interaction of Kadosh Baruch with the world. Because that's the first Giloy of Kavodai. So the first Giloy of where we see his Kavod is in the Olam of the Kisei. Because again, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is now in the Kisei. That's a world which contains his covenant, so to speak. But the clothing of the Melech is much more than the throne of the Melech. The function of the clothing is not to give the Melech covenant. The function, it's when you see the king's clothing, you're seeing the Melech. As close as you can, because the Melech doesn't reveal himself in public. The Olam of the Torah is the Malbush, because it's the Melech himself. It's more than the Kisei. And the idea is that the Olam of Torah is the Ratzon of Hashem. So it's the Ratzon itself before it was Nizgal, it begins to be Nizgala into the world. So the first thing is that HaKadosh Baruch had a Ratzon to create the world. That Ratzon, to the way the Ratzonis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are, that's in the Torah. And after that, the Hashpa filters through there to the Olamos, and then it starts slowly revealing his covenant. And that the first place is the Olam HaKisei, which is in the Olam HaTzilos, etc. That seems to be what's going on over here. The Lashon of Torah is the Lashon of Hayra'a. So Pashut Pshat, Hayra'a is, it teaches us. So Torah is about teaching. What does it teach us? It teaches us what to do. It teaches us what, how to behave. But the Sfarim are saying here that the Lashon of Torah is not just teaching us what to do and how to do it. It's teaching us about Hashem. It's teaching us about the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So the word Torah is actually the Hayra of the Ratzon Hashem himself. When, so when we say, okay, let's take it two steps further. We said in Shar Aleph, we mentioned the concept that each world is the neshama for the world underneath it, which means, let's say by a person. By a person, if you remove the neshama from the guf, so the guf can't do anything. The neshama is what gives it purpose. And what gives it meaning is what activates the guf in order to be able to produce. So as each world begins to become more and more, you know, gashmi, the world above it is the neshama for the world underneath it. That providing the ruchnias, and then it cascades and filters further down. That's where the Ashpa works. So he's saying here that the neshama de kulu, the neshama of the entire Bria, is Torah. Because since the Ratzon itself is the Torah, it's really, he says, it's a little bit more than the relationship between the other worlds. The other worlds, there's it's like a gear system, right? So you're only really related to the one above you. and the one above you causes you to move. So the each neshama, each world is the neshama for the world beneath it. But Torah, because it's not really the world, it's really before the world, it's really the Ratzon itself, is really the neshama of the entire Bria. Because it's the Ratzon itself which is being carried through in each world. Each world is there to carry out this Ratzon. It's not just, the world of Bria is not just is there to carry out in a more physical way the world of Yetzirah, right? And the world of Asiya is there to carry out the function in a more physical way of the world of Bria. But they're all there to carry out the Ratzon, which was expressed by Hashem in the Torah. So therefore, really, the Torah is the neshama of the entire Bria. And now this comes full circle with two other points that we mentioned in Nefesh HaChayim before, which he references to here in Perek Yud. He says, remember he said that if the world would stop learning, the world would cease to exist. Now we understand it, because the way the world exists is that the nefesh of the world, the neshama of all the worlds, is Torah. Torah is the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is providing the chiyas for the worlds. To activate that hashpa, you have to learn the Torah. You have to be connected to Torah. If you're not connected to Torah, so now the hashpa is being disconnected from the world we're in. And therefore, the world will cease to exist, because that's like taking the neshama out of the guf. So the power source for the world is the Torah itself.
In every level. Not just,
that's what I'm saying. That's why it's throughout all of the levels.
Not just through
Hishtashlus. Right. It's really directly the Hashpah for all of them. That's what he says here. That's what he said here. Okay, one second. Then he says one other thing, which is in the last two paragraphs of if you look in, it's the third to last paragraph. It says Lochin Amru Bezohar in Shai Dalad Perek Yud. He says Lochin Amru Bezohar De Eraisehi Nehiru De Kol Alamin, that the Torah is the light for all the worlds. The Chiyus of Kiyum of Asharsha De Kulhoin. It's the church of all the worlds. The worlds are connected by means of some sort of shalshelis, right? That each one, like we mentioned way back when, is a chain. The highest piece of the one world is equivalent to the lowest of the one before it. Every upper world with nishmasai is the nishama v'chiyus v'chiyum v'oroi. It's the light shal olam shetacht of levad, connected to the world beneath it. On the Yisrael, olam atzilus al gimol olamis bria yitzir asira. Even olam atzilus she mispashet to meil achol gimol olamis. In yitzir, apparently atzilus is also that way. Ayin beitz chayim, and then he says, Lachain, Hatorak Doisha, Shashar Shahalian, Hanelam, Hulamila, Gam Atsilos, Kutchabrichov, a Kula Chad, Yan Evershachin, so near Shar Shadal and Kulu. Okay? So, in other words, that's what he says at the Fairish, okay? That the Torah is the Chiyas for all the worlds. Then, now that we've said that, and then he says that explains what I told you before, Shikamaisha Be'e Sabria, just like when the world was created, Ba'net, Levinivru Kulam. Right, the worlds were created with this cane. This is the kiyum and the chiyus of the worlds ongoing. Who built his shifas oira bahem, and without the hashpa of the light of the Torah, kol rega mamish continuously lahar'ir mulachiyosim lakaimam, in order to sustain them continuously, the world would go back and cease to exist. So it would require, that's pshat in what we said before. So this is pshat in a lot of the things that we've said. We said last time that Hashem was istaka b'iraiso bar alma. But now it's much more. It's not just that he created the world because it has to fit with the Torah. It's actually the karach of Torah, which is going through the worlds, becoming more physical and becoming created. So it's not that Hashem created Torah. And like we said last time, really, human beings didn't have to come from parents. Human beings could have been born, from eggs. So why does Hashem make it come from parents? because in order that, because there's a value of kibbutz avim in order to fulfill the mitzvah of kibbutz avim. According to this, it's a lot deeper. It's not just Hashem made it fit. It's the pshat is the world is the filtered down version of the Torah. The Torah is the Ratzon Hashem. And that Ratzon, as it filters through the worlds and comes into a physical reality, is created in a way that is what the Torah's Ratzon is. So it's not just there was a Ratzon to create the world, a Ratzon to create Torah, and they have to match. It's the Ratzon is the Torah, and the Koyach of the Torah is what actually filters down and creates the world. So now, when we say that Kudsh Brichu, the Reis Achadu, that a Kudsh Brichu was born with the Torah, so, and he even says that the name of Hashem is Torah. That's what he brought from the Zohar. So people could get confused with that. Hashem's name is Torah, what does that mean? It's like I was saying this over, so my son said, so we should say Baruch Ata Torah Elokeinu Melech Olam. It's like, what does that mean? So the truth is, it's you could, if you don't say this correctly, you could be tiptoeing on very dangerous waters. What it means is that in general, the names of Hashem are not describing Hashem himself. The names of Hashem are always describing the hanhaga of how Hashem deals with us. So the very first ratzon is, even though we're saying it's not nishtalshel yet, it doesn't even become nisgalatas, but the very first ratzon to create was Torah. So therefore, that's the first gilui. So that's what it means it's the name of Hashem. It's the gilui of a certain nida, which is the all-encompassing nida of the Torah. Okay? So a lot of these concepts are becoming understood on a much deeper level now. Okay, we've tiptoed around and discussed these concepts, but now it's becoming a little deeper. Okay, then next, tomorrow, we're going to try to explain some of these words we brought from the Zohar. Again, Shar Yud, because it's hard to get past this parak. And then we'll get into Yud Aleph also. But this is where he starts, you know, being Megala, a little bit Torah. And like I said all along, Shar Dal is a good preparation for Shavuos, because we're starting to feel what Torah is all about. Okay, everybody?
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you all for listening. We'll see you.
Oh, yeah.
Shkayach, shkayach, shkayach.